It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y. It's time for Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Oh, fuck yeah.
How is it going? Welcome to February. It's February, everybody. Isn't that exciting? I know you're all pumped up for it, as pumped up for it as I am.
Is this Pablo's Animal Control? Look, there's some sort of raccoon thing in my living room, and I need it out. It's hissing at me and my kids, and how did it even get in there? Jesus, just help me.
A raccoon thing in your living room.
Don't come here.
Make sure you got the right number.
Look, I don't have time for this. I have to go to work, and this thing isn't letting me leave. Get your manager on the phone.
Look, lady, I'm Gary Winter, and I have nothing to do with that.
Never mind. I'll take care of it myself. Your business is getting a bad review for me. Goodbye.
I don't give a shit. I don't have a business.
And speaking of people that are pumped up, I got Political Paul right here. Political Paul, you're on the air. Welcome back to the show.
Wow, fantastic. It's been a week.
How's it going with setting up your audio equipment?
Audio equipment 1, producer Paul 0. I probably don't have all the right cords I need. Who knows? I wouldn't know if I did or I didn't.
We got into a bit of a small argument a second ago, because for Christmas, your wife was nice enough to buy you your own soundboard and microphone and podcasting equipment, right?
I mean, I guess. I don't really know exactly what I've got here, but she was nice enough to buy me something with the intention that it would help allow you to capture a better sound quality from me.
And how's it going so far?
I don't know. How do I sound?
You sound really good. Did you manage to set the microphone up?
What microphone?
The microphone that you need to talk into.
Oh, I don't have one of those.
You dumb bastard.
I've got a professional 4-channel mixing console and monitor pass plus effects processor and a bunch of cords. I do have it plugged in, so there's power. There's a little power light, and I have my phone plugged into it, but I'm sure that's doing nothing at this point.
So it didn't explode once you plugged it in?
No. Is that a good sign?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, good. Well, we're on the right track. Maybe I'll just read the direction.
You have a control board, right?
I have a professional 4-channel mixing console and monitor pass plus effects processor.
Well, anyway,
you want to talk a little Super Bowl there, Political Paul?
Sure, yeah. Super Bowl was yesterday. Super Bowl 54. Your Kansas City Chiefs and Kyle Shanahan's San Francisco 49ers. What was your take on the game?
My take was about $20. How about you?
I think it was about $25-$30.
Not bad. Overall. Not a bad little pickup, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I had a plethora of bets out there through the DraftKings mobile gaming app, which is now available in the state of Indiana.
So I can't use that same gaming app here in the great state of Minnesota?
I don't think so. Not until your stupid dopey legislature gets with the times and legalizes sports betting.
So what bets did you make?
Let's see if I can pull them up here. I don't know. I'm getting a network error.
Okay, we got plenty of time.
There's an issue reaching the DraftKings servers. Maybe it doesn't let you reach the server while you're on the telephone, so you can't play bookie.
Well, why don't you just try to recite it from memory?
So I had I had a $40 free bet on the Chiefs. -1.5 points.
So you got paid on that?
I did. So, you know, I got paid like $37, $38, something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, so the app is all full of like promotions. Like it'll give you a free bet occasionally, or it'll like match your bet, give you a risk-free bet. There's all kinds of things they do to try to get you hooked on gambling. While at the same time, there's warnings about keeping you from getting hooked on gambling. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Have you ever thought about calling that number?
No, not yet.
No?
So anyway, I had the $40 free bet that I won. I ended up putting another $5 on the Chiefs on the money line to win straight up. So that paid. And then I had a bunch of prop bets that didn't pay.
The prop bets.
I bet that there would be a safety, which would have paid 9-1 had there been a safety. I bet that the first and last scores of the game would have been each a field goal. That would have paid like 5-1.
You didn't get paid on that either?
No, the last score of the game was a touchdown.
Ah.
First score was a field goal. So, you know, I was alive for most of the game. I bet on, let's see, there was a bet as to whether the 2-minute warning would come right at 2 minutes or if it would be at a different time. Like, you know, if they had just run a play and it ticked down to 157. I can't remember. That was paying like 5-1. I thought that was a decent shot, but
and
no,
you took it
ended right on 2 minutes.
And you didn't get that one either.
Nope. Oh, and then I also bet on the color of the Gatorade that would be thrown on the winning coach. And I went with none.
Come again?
I was kind of hedging my bets. I thought if San Francisco wins, their young coach, he's very nimble. Like, he might run out of the way and not get hit with the Gatorade.
Right.
I thought I would have got paid 9-1 on that. So it was worth a shot.
But, of course, Andy Reid did get a Gatorade bath.
Yeah, there was no way Andy Reid was not going to get hit with the Gatorade.
Right, he's kind of hard to miss.
If you miss him, you probably shouldn't be a professional athlete.
Probably not, no.
I was surprised, though, that the color was orange because a buddy of mine had told me in the morning, he had told me to bet purple because he said they had a purple that was going to, you know, be in honor of Kobe Bryant. And people were betting purple pretty hard because purple was paying like even odds when I looked. I don't remember what orange paid, but I think it was like 4 or 5-1, something like that.
So you bet on purple?
No, I bet on none.
Oh, you? Oh, sorry. I would not have bet on purple myself.
Yeah.
There's no way. No, I would have thought it would have been red or orange, and it was orange.
It was orange. You know, the thing I was worried about with the colors is like, what if, because you could pick blue, you could pick red, you could pick orange. Like, what if it was like an in-between? Like, there's some of those Gatorades that are like a, you know, a pinkish, purplish, you know, like, who knows what, who's going to decide, is that blue or is that purple? Is that red or is that purple, you know?
Right.
Could be some real controversy there.
So how did you end up making out after all your prop bets and then the free $40 bet from your friends over at DraftKings?
I think I finished up about $25 or so.
Nice. What'd you go out and buy with that?
Nothing yet.
No, you're just going to stick it right back into that gaming site, right?
Right, because I got another promotion I saw today.
No.
Is a promotion if you right. bet like 2 days in a row, they give you, I don't know, like a $2 credit or something. So no. I bet on the I don't even remember. I think I bet on the Flyers to beat the Red Wings by 2 goals tonight.
No.
Don't like that bet.
Do you know how terrible the Red Wings are?
You bet it, so I don't like it.
They are far and away the worst team in the NHL.
The Red Wings?
Yep.
I'm guilty of not paying attention to hockey until the playoffs. I mean, I'll check in.
Obviously.
Okay, yeah, I'll check in on my Blackhawks because everybody knows.
How are they doing?
They are, aren't they like 23-21? Chicago?
Not quite, but.
Well, what are they?
I don't have it up in front of me, but you know, the NHL has got these weird overtime losses. So they're 25, 21 and 6. So here's a pet peeve of mine. People say, oh, they're 25, 21 and 6. They're 4 games over 500. No, they're not. They're 2 games under 500. The 6, you know, the 6 isn't a tie. It's an overtime loss.
Oh, I always thought it was a tie.
Have you watched an NHL game since they started playing overtime?
Yes.
They don't have ties anymore, bud.
No ties, huh?
No ties.
Oh.
But somehow when you get to overtime, a game magically goes from being worth 2 points for the win to being worth 3 points, 2 for the win and 1 for the overtime loser. Doesn't make sense to me. They should just make all games worth 3 points. 3 points for an overtime win, and then they can go 2-1 when it go, or 3 points for a regulation win, I'm sorry. And then they can go 2-1 for the overtime if they want.
Why don't you just pen a letter to the commissioner?
I've been working on it. I got a draft. I kind of want to take some time and make sure I get it right.
We're getting off subject, though. The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
What did you think of the spectacle in Miami this year? I mean,
it was a good game, you know? I mean, I was nervous about our Chiefs. Your Chiefs, my Chiefs. Everybody's Chiefs.
They were for that day. I mean, my girlfriend, Veronica, was very excited about the game, and along with her whole family, because they're all from the area, so they're all pretty pumped up to see a Chiefs win.
So they're from like Kansas?
No, they're from Iowa, but southern Iowa.
Is that next to Kansas?
It's next to Missouri.
Well, that something doesn't add up, does it?
Well, it adds up fine because Kansas City is in Missouri.
Aren't the Chiefs in Kansas?
No, the Chiefs are in Missouri. In Kansas City.
When did that happen?
I think it's pretty much always been that way.
Wait a minute. Did they move Kansas City out of Kansas into Missouri?
Not as far as I know, no.
Well, where's Kansas City?
Dude, it's in Missouri.
When did that happen?
It's always been there. I think maybe a small part of Kansas City falls into Kansas. Isn't that what it is? You're the geography expert. You're supposed to know.
Did somebody contact the White House?
No. I think it's pretty much just common knowledge that part of Kansas City is in Kansas. And I know you're talking about Trump's tweet.
Common knowledge, unless you're a dopey effing president.
But if you want to get technical about it, part of Kansas City is in Kansas.
Not the part where the Chiefs play, though.
Not that block?
Not what block?
Kansas City,
Kansas is tiny.
Right. So is the city split in half?
It's like Hudson, Wisconsin is to the Twin Cities. So goes Kansas City, Kansas to Kansas City, Missouri, pretty much. Yeah, so the president's a dope is the bottom line.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
But he quickly deleted his tweet, but you know, all the screenshots people took of it will live on forever.
Right.
But yeah, it was a good game.
Do you think a gaffe like that of saying that Kansas City is in Kansas will lose him the election?
No, that won't lose him the election.
I don't think so either.
Hopefully something else will, but I don't think that's what's going to put a Democrat over the top.
So the game.
Uh-huh.
It was in Miami. Did the Dolphins get a new stadium, or is that Joe Robbie Stadium?
They just keep renaming that thing, I think.
It's the same one?
I think so.
Ugh. You'd think the Dolphins would get a new stadium.
I'm sure they put a good couple hundred million dollars into it every 8 or 9 years.
Well, that'll fix it up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a routine maintenance for a professional sports venue.
No.
So the game.
The game. It was a real nail biter, I thought. It was really close. That 49ers defense shut down that KC offense for three quarters pretty much. But I didn't think that they had the gas to shut them down the whole game. That's why when the fourth quarter rolled around, I was pretty confident that KC was going to come back.
You knew Mahomes would stop throwing stupid interceptions?
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought the Niners defense was just going to wear down. And they did. And we both got paid. What'd you think of the halftime show?
That was muy fantástico.
Muy fantástico. Is that German for fantastic?
No, that is Espanol.
Ah, sí, sí, amigo.
You might have noticed some of the lyrics were in Espanol.
They were.
They were.
What did you think of the outfits?
They were, pretty, what do you call, fantástico.
Fantástico, pretty provocative. Now, do you think that they were setting a good example for women everywhere? Because I heard that come up where I was watching the game, that it's not a good role model for kids.
I thought, if you can wear something like that, that's pretty empowering. I mean, I think for a long time, women haven't been allowed to wear something on national television that resembles like a fifth of a bikini.
So sex is empowering.
Sure. Yeah. Right. But who said anything about sex?
Well, that's what they're both selling, was sex. I mean, they could have came out there in pantsuits and sang the same songs, right?
I'd rather watch Jell-O get hard.
I suppose they could have.
But they were selling the sex.
And wouldn't you have enjoyed the halftime show just as much? Because wasn't it really about the singing and the performing?
You'd think so. You'd think they could just come out in jumpsuits, right? And sing the damn songs. But that's not the case.
Like parachute pants and
sure,
and puffy shirts.
Yes, why not? But they got to come out dressed like prostitutes. Why is that, Paul?
I guess you probably hit the nail on the head. Sex does sell. I think. I gotta say, I was a little bit. I don't want to say shocked, but when I saw J-Lo, I think there was a time where she was just kind of like, I don't know, leaning back with her legs open.
Right.
And you couldn't really help but look between her legs. And it was like whatever was covering her crotch was like so narrow. It was like a wraparound G-string or something. I thought, how does that even work? Like, did she have to tape her labia together? So, someone didn't like pop out the side of.
You really took time to think about that? That's what you were thinking about.
I mean, what were you thinking about?
I was thinking about what an affront it is to feminists everywhere.
You're full of shit.
Yeah. That sounds like you.
Right, sure. I mean, it was sexy. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it was a very sexy thing to watch, I thought. But I don't think the outfits were out of line, because my daughter used to dance competitions, like what is that dance line where they're all in a straight line, and then they did lyrical, they do jazz, they would do hip hop, right? And a lot of
they wear floss between their legs or what?
Well, not floss. I mean, things were covered, but these outfits were super small. They never made me extremely comfortable, to watch. I mean, these are just kids, and they're wearing this. But I guess that must be the industry norm. If you're a woman and you're an entertainer and you can sing, you must apparently have to dress like a prostitute. Otherwise, you won't get hired to do the Super Bowl. Paul?
Was your kid even singing?
No, she didn't sing. She just danced with the rest of the girls.
But she wore an outfit like J-Lo?
It wasn't quite that revealing.
Well, that's good.
But it was short. I mean, they had some short outfits.
What do you mean short?
Well, just, you know, it's leotards and, you know.
Like not covering your entire crotch?
No, they're... Their crotches were covered.
That's what I was talking about with J-Lo, and I'm assuming your kid's never been asked to wear anything like that, I hope.
J-Lo's crotch was covered.
I don't think it was, actually.
You don't
that's
think
the
so?
Point.
Did you hit pause just... on the TV, didn't you? You hit pause
no,
on the TV.
I didn't have control of the remote, so I just watched it in real time. Just, but I mean, I saw like crotch on either side of her bikini bottom thing. So that's why I was like, "Whoa!" Like
you've never seen a you've never seen a crotch.
There's gotta be some preparation that goes into that, you know, to make sure you don't end up accidentally having what they call a wardrobe malfunction and exposing something that you shouldn't.
So you've never seen a crotch?
Beg your pardon?
I mean, you've seen plenty of crotches over the years. I mean, you're a red-blooded American male. You've seen plenty of nudie magazines and pornographic movies over the years. You know, I'm not saying
what's
you.
What's your point? What's
that
got to do
is,
with the topic?
It's just a crotch.
Right.
Big deal.
I didn't say I was offended by it.
Right. I don't understand why
said I
so
was
many.
Surprised by it.
You were surprised to see a woman's crotch?
In the middle of a halftime show, I was surprised to see exposed crotch with just like a half inch wide piece of material, presumably somehow covering all of the genitalia.
Well, maybe J-Lo hasn't been with very many men.
Somehow I doubt that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I wasn't hyper-focused like you were on it.
I've heard big things about her husband.
You've heard big things about A-Rod?
Yes.
Like what?
That he's got genitalia like a medium-sized horse.
So it takes J-Lo two hands to handle that hog?
I don't know. I haven't seen how big her hands are. Now, there was something in the news like a while back, not really like the news, but like the e-news, which sometimes is on the TV when I walk through a room.
That counts as news.
And they were talking about how A-Rod liked to sit on the toilet with his with his blinds up in his bathroom in Manhattan. And so obviously, you know, with all the tall buildings around, you know, somebody's looking through his window and snapping pictures. So I'm pretty sure they were talking about getting a glimpse of possibly gigantic penis. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't really pay that close of attention, to be honest.
You were paying attention to the crotch last night, though, just not close attention to A-Rod's unit.
Exactly.
So do you think they went too far?
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, I don't know how you could go too far, really. Like, that's, but I, you know, sometimes you go, how can they go any farther? And then somehow they do. That was kind of like my take on it. It's like, we've seen it all, except for like what you literally can't be shown on broadcast television. At least so I thought. And then we actually got to see more. And now I really feel like there's no way they could go farther.
Well, Janet Jackson's boob fell out. There was that.
Well, yeah, but that was a boob. I mean, why are people so hung up on breasts? I mean, you know, men can go out and show theirs. Why can't women? It's a terrible double standard.
I got to agree with you. It is. It really is. Hey, should we take a commercial break?
Sure, why not?
We got to promo a couple of podcasts, and when we come back, more useless fodder here on Wisecracking with Winter.
Rising from the depths of a state called Michigan, two inebriated dorks prepare their plan for intergalactic domination, mixing their extensive knowledge of geek culture with their insatiable thirst for alcohol. These two man-children bring you a show like you've never heard before. They will tell you tales from faraway lands and have you questioning their taste in beer. But make no mistake, friend, for the best coverage of your favorite comics, films, and TV shows, there's no better source for you to get your fix. So listen up, strap in, and prepare yourself as Jake and Tom conquer the world.
Was A Quiet Place inspired by signs that comes at night in War for the Planet of the Apes? Was Ready Player One influenced by Avatar, Wreck-It Ralph, and The Last Starfighter? Is The Hurricane Heist more influenced by Sharknado or Geostorm? These are the kinds of questions my guest co-hosts and I discuss on my podcast, Piecing It Together. Every week, we look at a new movie and try to figure out what other movies inspired it. Whether it's the story, the character development, tone, or even use of music. Every movie was influenced by something that came before it, and we want to figure out what. Check out Piecing It Together on your favorite podcast app or check us out on PiecingPod.com. You can also follow us on social media at PiecingPod. Piecing It Together is a part of the All Points West Podcast Network.
This is Hunter Reagan of the Maybe I Do, Maybe I Don't podcast. There's lots of things being said about me by my rivals out there. I'm here to clear the air. Maybe it's true. Maybe I did leave Jennifer Love Hewitt standing at the altar in 2000. Maybe it's true and I did study under Vladimir Putin in Russia for 5 years. And maybe it's true that my conversations and my opinions are as useless as a first grader on the playground. But find out for yourself by listening to the Maybe I Do, Maybe I Don't podcast. We're available wherever you go to get your podcasting in.
And we are back. Are you going to make sure to listen to those podcasts, Paul?
Yes. Nope. Oh, yeah, those podcasts for sure.
Great. So should we
switch
gears and head back into politics for a little while?
Yeah, I got about 10 minutes or so. What do you want to talk about?
Well, Paul, you are the political pundit. You are our political expert slash producer. Why don't you just gently lead us into the mess? Hold our hands. Grab my hand, Paul, and just pull me gently along with you wherever you want to go.
Well, I mean, what do you want to talk about? The impeachment nonsense?
No, I'm kind of over the impeachment thing. He's not going to get impeached anyway.
Well, he's already been impeached, dummy.
Well, they're not going to impeach him in the Senate, so he's going to keep being president. So I think everybody knows that. Unless you got some new evidence. Is something different going to happen?
No, but they don't impeach in the Senate. They do a trial and they... And they convict or, I guess, find not guilty. The impeachment occurs when the House basically charges him with some high crimes or misdemeanors or what have you. Or bribery or treason or whatnot. And then the Senate conducts a circus of a trial. Well, I don't know if it's a circus, but it's a joke. Yeah, so for those...
So a giant waste of time. A giant waste of time.
Right, because they voted not to have any witnesses because they already know what they need to know, which I guess if it meant they were going to actually vote his ass guilty, then that would be okay. But presumably all the Republicans are going to vote not guilty.
And we knew that was going to happen anyway, so moving along.
More than likely.
Right.
Even that candy-ass Mitt Romney, who got punked a couple times by Trump, I guess he's still going to have his back. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't get that. I thought Mitt Romney, even though I didn't vote for him, I wouldn't have voted for him, he's still a pretty likable, upstanding guy, right? I mean, he's got a family, pretty big family. If Mitt Romney got elected president of the United States, it wouldn't be the end of the world, in my opinion.
I mean, I think he's a creep. He put the family dog in a crate and strapped it to the roof of the car and barreled down the highway at 65 miles an hour.
Are you sure that wasn't National Lampoon's Vacation that you're talking about?
No, that was Mitt Romney. That was one Mitt Romney.
Okay.
Also, he swooped in and bought troubled companies and then took advantage of the assets that were there and crapped on the employees that were there and then took on a bunch of debt and somehow made money in the process by yanking all the money out of the failing companies.
So he's like Gordon Gekko from Wall Street?
No.
Yeah, kind of, except, you know, he's a Mormon, so he's kind and gentle while he does it or something. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, I mean, he's not quite the sociopath that currently resides in the White House. And he's probably a lot smarter than the current resident / president.
But now Mitt has thrown in with Trump, huh? They're best buddies. They're out on the golf course over there at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, yeah, he tried to, if you remember back in 2016, when all the before all the Republicans had embraced Trump, when they were like, oh, gosh, no, not him, never, he's terrible. Romney came out and gave this long speech about how terrible Trump was. And then, you know, I don't know, Trump just made fun of him and won the election. And then he invited Romney out to dinner, thinking that he was going to be made Secretary of State or something. And then Trump was like, nah, psych. And then presumably when Romney ran for Senate then in 2018, it was so he could like maybe be a thorn in Trump's side. But apparently it would seem he's not interested in that probably.
It's BS.
I think he's rolled over and crapped himself like the dog that he put on top of his car.
Wow, dude. Those are some pretty strong words.
That's what you expect when you revert producer Paul back to political Paul, right?
I guess, man. You've really got it in for old Mitt Romney. I mean, wow.
He's spineless.
Spineless. I hope he's not listening to this.
Oh, that would be awful, wouldn't it? He'd come try to strap me to the top of his car.
Well, hey, you know, maybe you need to be strapped to a car and driven around town a little bit. Would that be the worst thing in the world for you?
I don't know. Maybe not. Hey, why don't we shift gears instead of talking about Republicans? You want to talk about these Democrats? They got the big Iowa caucus tonight.
Iowa caucus 2020. Iowa rock solid.
The latest prediction from 538.com.
Who is this 538.com, by the way? You're always citing them.
Who are they?
Yeah, who are they? Who is this trusted news source?
It's a website run by a guy named, I don't know, I forget his name. But basically what they do there is they collect all the polls and then they use their smarts to make predictions based on all the different polls that they have conglomerated. And so they have a prediction as to who they think has the best chance to take home the most delegates from the Iowa caucus.
Who?
Who do you think that is?
I am going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say it's going to be Crazy Bernie Sanders.
Crazy Bernie Sanders!
I'm going to say Crazy Bernie Sanders. Am I wrong or am I right?
That's right. They're forecasting that he has the best chance to collect the most delegates. In second place, closely behind Sanders, their predictions show...
I'm going to guess that it is... Amy Klobuchar!
I thought you had a different name for her.
Oh, Big Tits McGee?
It is not her. It is Sleepy Old Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe? Sleepy Joe, huh? He's going to come in a close second place in the old Iowa caucus. Well, who's bringing up the rear?
You got in third place, potentially Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Maybe he's bringing up the rear.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with being gay. There's nothing.
Absolutely not.
And if you want to make jokes, that's fine. Because there's nothing wrong with it.
No. Right here, they show him right behind Sleepy Joe Biden.
Right behind, huh?
Uh-huh. And then trailing Mayor Pete would be Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Let me tell you something. I'm a woman, so you should elect me. There needs to be more women in this room. If this room was bigger, there'd be more old women in here with me, right?
Right. I think you're rehashing Hillary Clinton's campaign.
No.
I heard
Miss Warren doing that the other day.
She's a woman. Who said that?
She did. She was talking about how great it was that there was women in the room.
Well, that's good. You should have women in the room making decisions.
I've got to keep
it an old smoke filled back room with 80-year-old men smoking nasty cigars.
What's wrong with 80-year-old men?
Decisions made. 80-year-old white man, I should say.
I don't care who it is, as long as it's not Trump. I don't care if it's a man, a woman, a black, a white, Hispanic. Doesn't matter.
Why are you being so limiting? What if it's a transgender or a non-binary?
There aren't any running.
Not yet. I mean, but somebody could come out at any time, you know?
Sure. It'd be a little late. What about your good friend Bloomberg?
Yeah, Bloomberg. So the interesting thing, Bloomberg, you know, you may have seen his, I think he had a 60-second advertisement during the Super Bowl. He is not really campaigning in Iowa, New Hampshire, which votes next week, or I think even South Carolina or Nevada.
No.
I think he's pushing all his chips into what they call the Super Tuesday contest that will come up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it highlights, like, how dumb it is that Iowa, like, I know it's not an exact rectangle, but it's just a box like in the middle of the country full of corn and like, I don't know, what else is there? Some cows. You've been there a few times recently.
I've been to Iowa, so I'm going to take the other side of the coin and I'm going to defend Iowa.
Yeah.
So in Iowa, it is the second largest producer of agriculture in the United States, right behind California. There are a lot of people that live there, not just cows and pigs and livestock. And I've had the pleasure of going to Iowa and meeting these people, and I happen to like them a lot. So why don't you put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it, Producer Paul?
Why does having the second highest amount of agricultural production mean that you should be the most important state setting the pace for who we nominate as our two major party presidential candidates?
Because money talks, that's why.
Yeah. Where's the money? California is like 10 times the size. They give out 10 times as many delegates, but for some reason they have to vote later in the process because Iowa's got to be so important. They're awarding like 41 delegates in Iowa tonight. And when California votes, they'll be awarding over 400. But half the candidates running right now will probably be dropped out of the race because if they don't get enough Iowegians on their side.
It's Iowans.
Then they're not going to get any fundraising money to be able to continue on to California.
Well, Iowa, hey.
Mike Bloomberg says, F that. I don't give a crap about Iowa. The Democrats aren't going to win Iowa in November anyway, he says. He doesn't give a crap about dinky little New Hampshire. He's going for the big prize later on. And since he's an actual billionaire, he doesn't have to raise money from anybody. He can just buy as many commercials as he wants. So we'll see how that goes. I think it's interesting. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of billionaire.
So I think I'm just going to go ahead and interject. I'm just going to go ahead and turn Paul down because he's not giving me a chance to respond. Are you going to shut up now?
I already did.
All right. So Iowa has had the caucus since 1972, right? That's a long time. They've had, well, what would it be? That would be 12 caucuses. And they started doing it when nobody gave a shit about the caucus. Now it's a super important thing. And everybody in Iowa looks forward to it every 4 years of having all these presidential candidates come on down to Iowa and spend some time trying to get votes. Because you and I both know, Paul, and I think you'll probably agree with me on this, that if Iowa did not have the caucus, then the presidential candidates wouldn't even bother going. Just like they rarely ever go to Minnesota, they barely ever go to Indiana or Wisconsin or South Dakota, Nebraska, Montana.
So why is Iowa important?
Why is it important? Because it's a good cross-section of people.
No, it isn't.
It isn't.
It's all a bunch of old fucking white.
Now he's insulting Iowa again, so I turned him down.
This is a you can't badmouth Iowa.
You can badmouth. You can badmouth the reason why it's in Iowa every 4 years and how you think it should be stuck somewhere else.
It's not a cross-section of America, dude.
It is too. They got Republicans, Democrats. Sorry,
Republicans and Democrats.
You've got blue collar workers and you've got white collar workers.
Do you?
Where the hell should they go do it?
Really?
Where would be a better spot than Iowa? Right in the middle of the country, in America's heartland. Where else should they relocate it to?
Everywhere.
Where?
Why do we have to go from one state, then another state, then another state, so we can drag it out for like an entire year? Just let everybody vote at the same time.
No.
It should just everybody at the same time?
Yeah, why is it okay we can do that in November? We all just go and vote at the same time. We don't go, well, let's see who votes for the Democrat or the Republican in Iowa. Then we'll go to New Hampshire. Then we'll go to another state, and our election will take like 6 months.
It gives the people.
How dumb does that sound?
It gives the people a chance to get to know.
How dumb does that sound?
It gives the people a chance to get to know the candidates.
Just the people in Iowa
and New Hampshire and all the other states are going to have to go to.
No,
for the primaries. What's the difference?
Most of them won't get to know any of the candidates because they'll be dropped out.
What's the difference between
like four states?
Hey,
and there's like two candidates left.
What's the difference between a caucus and a primary?
A primary, people just show up and vote like a regular election. In a caucus, they have to actually get together in a room and they all go around and mention who's their first choice. And then in that room, they have to actually get together. And I believe that they have to basically come to a consensus. So if your first choice doesn't have much support in the room, you're going to have to get behind one of the other candidates and they actually kind of talk about who likes who and why. And eventually, after possibly hours and hours, they land on whatever the consensus of the group is. So it also favors people who have like a lot of time and nothing else to do, and maybe they don't have kids at home or a job they have to go to in the evening because they work second shift. It's not a cross section of America, probably not even a cross section of Iowa that actually participates.
So you think we should just do away with the caucus and all the primaries, or just have primaries and that's it?
Well, you could either just let everybody vote on the same day for the primary, or you could rotate it around. Like, you know, if you want to have like different places have an outsized influence like Iowa does every 4 years now, you could just switch it around. You know, Iowa could be first this year. Then in 2024, maybe California goes first. And then the next time, maybe Texas goes first. And then the next time, maybe Mississippi goes first. And that way, everybody would actually get a chance to have meaningful participation.
I don't hate that idea, to be honest with you. But why do they keep coming back and doing it in Iowa time and time again since 1972 then?
It's why does like any process like continue to do things that don't make sense? I don't know, because they've always done it that way. It's hard. Change is hard. People don't like change.
You don't think that there's people smarter than you that went out and got political science degrees that believe, for whatever reason that I don't understand fully and you neither, Iowa seems to be the best place to do it every time?
It's not the best place. It's just the way it's been done.
That's your opinion. But you don't have a political science degree. You don't have any kind of spreadsheets and flow charts. All you have is this.
How many political science classes have you taken?
Zero. I have no idea why they keep having it in Iowa. I suppose I could spend time. I could spend time and go out and look it up. There's got to be a reason why. It's always in Iowa.
Because they've been doing it that way.
Because they've been doing it that way? That's your comeback. Okay, I guess you lose.
Lose what?
You don't have a good reason why they shouldn't do it in Iowa.
I already told you why.
Yeah, but they must
Everybody
have some other reason.
Chance, and you said that's a good idea. I don't hate
that's
that
a good idea.
Idea,
but I
now
gotta
you want me to tell you why they're doing it this way.
I gotta
I
have
know
some
why.
Numbers.
It doesn't make any sense.
I gotta have some numbers in front of me.
What numbers?
I wanna know why Iowa is such a sweet spot. What is
How
it?
I don't have a number that tells you that.
I don't know why. I wanna know why it is the way it is. Why is it
because
that
they've been doing it that way.
That's
and
not why
they changed it.
There's gotta be some hard
scientific
evidence.
Because when you try to change things, people complain. People don't like change. They want things to keep going the same way they've always been.
This is America. People complain every day anyway.
Change is hard. I don't know if I'll like it. I might not like what we're doing now, but at least I've gotten used to it. If you do something new and I don't like it, it'll be something different that I didn't have to hate before.
It's got
to
be a little more than that.
I'd rather keep hating the thing I already know than have to hate something new.
It's got to be a little more than that. There must be some algorithm.
There's no algorithm
with Iowa. You don't know that. You just keep saying that. There's no algorithm, but you don't
do you
know
they,
that.
What do you think they established an algorithm in 1972 and then said always?
Oh, because there was no mathematicians in 1972, right?
Right. I mean, Einstein didn't come along till much later.
Right. I'm just. What is it about Iowa that's so special? Why do they
nothing.
Keep doing
What's
it?
Special about
you
New
keep
Hampshire
saying nothing. You don't second. Fucking know. Why don't you just say I don't know? Because you don't fucking know. Just There's say I don't know. Say I don't know.
Opinion.
Say I don't know. Because you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is that makes people want to keep having it in Iowa.
Thank
first.
You. All right. I don't know either.
Other than that people like to keep doing the same thing they've been doing. Not change. Hey, man, I got to run. I got bowling.
I know. That was one hell of a debate. Should we go over what I learned?
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second here. Okay, what did I learn? What did I learn? What did I learn? Brought to you by your friend, Paul Lambie, over at Carpenter Realty. That's Carpenter Realty in Indianapolis and the entire state of Indiana. If you're looking for a home to buy or sell in Indiana, look no further than your good friend Paul, who's rummaging in the background, causing all kinds of noise.
Oh, yeah, I'm putting my mixing board away. Sorry.
Put it away right now. So, Paul?
Bowling starts in 10 minutes.
How are the sales going in Indiana?
There's still low inventory. Good listings are going fast. Great time to sell.
Great time to sell. That's Paul Lambie, Carpenter Realty.
If you need to buy, you got to buy, you got to buy.
Then there's Evolve Entertainment, looking for a DJ, a balloon artist, an officiant, a magician, a wide array of different acts for your upcoming wedding or special event. That's Evolve Entertainment.
How about a sword swallower?
I don't have a sword swallower.
Should work on that.
I should. What did I learn? I learned that that the Super Bowl was pretty good, and that I learned that the brief crotch shot affected a lot more people than I originally thought it would. I mean, it affected Paul. Paul spent a lot of time looking at it, apparently. And
what I saw was brief, but the duration was not brief.
Right. So it was a longer shot of a crotch than what we needed. I also learned that you can bet legally in Indiana on DraftKings. It's legal to bet. So if you want to bet in Indiana, go ahead and use that. And I learned that Bernie Sanders looks like he's going to win the caucus or the primary or whatever in Iowa. So good for him. Good for Bernie. And as far as where the caucus should be held, I guess Paul and I really don't know enough about it to say.
Speak for yourself.
Anyway, thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to get a hold of us, we're on every social media. Wisecracking with Winter is everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere you can get a hold of me, or you can email me at wisecracken@yahoo.com. Go ahead and reach out to me. Thanks for hanging with Paul and I. Say goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul.
All right. Goodbye, Paul. Goodbye. We'll see you guys next week.